Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Several Flirtations singles on the DRAM record label, but I haven't got that one. Keep On Searching, purportedly released on the 9th of January 1970, as will everything be in this hour. These are the new singles as released at least 50 years ago. I'm not infallible with the information. What's in my head might be wrong, and also what's printed on the new singles release sheet, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, number 311, January the 9th, 1970, could be a week or two out of date, because the printer, Francis Anthony Limited, East Hill, St Austell, Cornwall, was of course reliant upon the record companies giving them reliable information. We began with the MBP mix on Major Minor Records, and that was, of course, their crazy mixed-up version of Light My Fire. And then we heard the Flirtations, Keep On Searching. This next one, Errol Daniels, Let's Go Steady, My Love, on MCA UK. On the demo version of this, it informs us that it was actually released on the 2nd of January 1970. So as I say, we could be a week or two out of date, but we're going by the list. We're going by what's been printed 50 years ago. My name is Chris, and this guy is Errol.
Let's go steady, my love. I'm always ready, my love. I hope it's true. Just keep me steady, steady.
baby, all the time, yeah. Cause I need you, I want you, baby. Cause I need you, I want you, I want you, I need you. Hold me steady, baby, and give me steady all the time.
Label it was quite prolific at the time, Major Minor Records. That's Major Minor, MM671, the Daisy Clan, and Mr. Walkie Talkie. These are a couple of singles on the Trojan record label, TR7703, followed by 7709. First of all, the Gay Lads and There's a Fire, followed by the Maytals and Pressure Drop.
Yeah. Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
The second week of January 1970, and already we're beginning to hear the makings of latter day reggae tunes. I cannot believe that tune. It sounds so fresh for 50 years ago. I wish I sounded as fresh from 50 years ago, because I am your living organic link with the past, your link with 1970. I was 14 years old. I'm 15 later in the year 1970, in April to be precise. I do know exactly when it is, and I may well tell you when we reach that month of April. Yeah, they were originally known as just the Maytals on this particular single on Trojan Records, Pressure Drop. Later on it would be Toots and the Maytals, and prior to this it was There's a Fire from the Gay Lads. And now let us have a change of direction to the Rascals on Atlantic Records, and Hold On.
Hold on, I'll tell you in a minute. I got a mind to go out and get it. pretty woman. I'd like to get to know you a little better. Maybe learn to live up on the star now. What you think of that, girl? Just like a bee, needs a hive. I need your love to keep me alive. Do you hear what I say? I'll tell you again now. I want you to hold on. It all together. What you think of you and me, baby? Be out of sight. What you think you're gonna do tonight? Come on, baby. I won't give up until I try. I want you, girl, right by my side. Do you hear what I say? You know, I'd like to talk to you.
Listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Let's lay her down.
following the Rascals on Atlantic Records with Hold On. It was the Tokens and She Lets Her Hair Down on Buddha Records, one of the 66 singles released on the 9th of January 1970. It all sounds too fresh in my mind. I'm clearly getting very old and retreating towards my teenagers, which was a pretty good time and a pretty good place to go to if I did have the opportunity and I had the time machine to go there and also become the same age I was again. Whether I would want to know what I know now about life, not so sure. But it's all been pretty good. I would do it all over again. And thinking of the past, the lovely Kathy, I just popped down to the galley to find that she'd made a fresh loaf of bread, so I quickly sliced off a crust and slathered some butter upon it. I've just finished that off, my friends, so I'm reasonably replete and happy at the moment. The Pearly Gate, do you remember the Pearly Gate and Free on MCA Records? It sounds very familiar to me. I'm sure you'll all be singing along with us before it's finished.
Ever since the world began, there's always been a certain man. A certain man has been put down. As sure as the world goes around, he's always had to fight for what he knows.
Of that single from Pearly Gate and Free, and I fancied I could just about hear a Mellotron lost in the mix there. I must write to my friend Andy at planetmellotron.com should you, like me, ever feel the need to learn whether a track contains a Mellotron or not. There are other things to keep you occupied, no doubt. Earlier, at the start of this hour, yes, we played MBP Mix on Major Minor Records, little bit of investigation reveals that possibly the M and the B are Victor Milrose and Alan Bernstein, or Bernstein. Let's have a go listening to the other side of their single. This is called There's a Baby.
Thank you. Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Records, that's Lulu Bell, The Versatiles, preceded by Tommy and the Upsetters. In the singles list, it's called Lock Jam, but it's Lock Jaw on the actual record label on Trojan. And we also listen to MBP Mix, and There's a Baby. A little bit of information about the Pearly Gate tune called Free. We played a few tunes back. It was composed by Chris Andrews. Wilson Pickett, now something that you will know, the tune You Keep Me Hanging On, Atlantic Records.
Get out my life, why don't you?
Been listening to the new singles released on the 9th of January 1970. There were 66 of them. This is Wilson Pickett, You Keep Me Hanging On, Atlantic Records. This next one on DRAM Records, DM282, is on the list. It says the band is called Popcorn. On the label it says The Music Motors. But we find out that it was in fact the Swinging Blue Jeans. Where am I going? I'm going shortly. Hope it's time to say goodbye.
Thank you.
I can see that next week's singles for the 16th of January 1970 include Tyrannosaurus Rex, Neil Young, Arlo Guthrie, Edison Lighthouse, Rod McHugh and Dorothy Squires. I'm dying to hear the one from Debbie Reynolds, Barbara Ruskin, Sons and Lovers, Steve and Albert, Judith Durham, a whole host to surprise. It does, each week, it surprises and amazes me that a list that doesn't look too promising has such tremendous tunes on it. This is Maggie Britton and her version of Reuben James.
James, all the folks around Madison County cursed your name.
CA UK Records, that was the Downbeats and What Does It Take, preceded by Maggie Britton on United Artists and Reuben James. Well, many thanks for listening to me, Chris B, Chris Bent. We've managed to squeeze 3 hours out of these 66 singers, which we had a chance to check out. And although some of the quality of the recordings, or the quality of what's left of the vinyl, leaves a little bit to be desired, better to hear them and know what the music sounded like on this day, the 9th of January 1970, when they were all released in their shiny, or their dull, matte paper sleeves. Very few would have had picture sleeves at that time. So let us go to Al Hurt and Gospel of No Name City. Yes, I'm going to get my act together, but it's time to go now. Many thanks for listening. I'll be seeing you.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
One look at you in the trouble, beware.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Destiny.